Well, there are two things that I wanted to get across in the sculpture. One was the elegance of the man as an athlete. I always marveled at his athleticism, but yet the poetry of how he moved, but also that determination in his face and the way he clutches that football. Typical in determining how this thing is going to look. You know, sculptors make models. So this is a model. We're about 20 inches high here. The trickiest part when you're working primarily from photographs is to recognize that a photograph is a very specific one view. You have to be careful not to depend on that one view to make it work three-dimensionally all the way around. You know, when we're doing projects like this, it isn't always just the figure, it's the whole environment. It's the experience the fans are going to have coming to the games and approaching this figure. The rest of the time that I'll spend on this is constantly looking at it all the way around, over and over and over again, making sure that all the proportions feel right, that the anatomy feels right, that the movement is expressive. Once I get this fairly detailed, we're going to photograph it and send it out to Jim and Monique, give them a chance to look at it and give us the approval to go ahead and start working on the full-scale figure.